Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's writing career spanned about 7 decades. His early writings date back to 1955, promulgating the eternal teachings of religion, providing divine guidance from the Quran and the Hadith for the ever-changing world, and academic discussion of the teachings of religion were his main concerns. Through this column, we take our readers across memory lane to read the timeless wisdom of a revealed religion through his writings. He wrote this article in 1984. It calls for total dedication of the members of CPS towards the mission. It also enumerates the qualities of a CPS missionary: a grand adventure, men wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success. Sir Ernest Shackleton. This is an advertisement published in the Times, London, 1900, by Sir Ernest Shackleton. He required a team for exploration of the Antarctic. As a result of this advertisement, Shackleton's epic voyage to within 100 miles of the South Pole, 1907-1909, took place. No commercial stunts or slogans, just a few lines of type, pulled applications that far exceeded the requirement, so Shackleton had to make a selection from among them, in order to form a team. It was neither the subject of the advertisement, nor the personality of the advertiser which produced such a great response. It was the nation to whom the appeal was made. It is a historical fact that during the 19th century, the British nation was the most ambitious and adventurous in the world. On account of this, it established an empire which extended over such a vast portion of the globe that the sun never set on it. Indeed, it was not only for the Antarctic exploration, but for any adventure whatsoever, that this nation could produce highly dependable people. Nothing great was ever accomplished without making sacrifices. Center for Peace and Spirituality, CPS, through its periodical Spirit of Islam, Al Risala Urdu and Al Risala Hindi, breathes the same spirit as the above advertisement. Our appeal, then, is addressed to those who have the same spirit of adventure and self-sacrifice as those who responded to Shackleton's appeal. Our aim is to form a team which will set out, as Shackleton's team did, on a grand adventure requiring self-denial and courage. This team, however, will have its sights set not on any worldly goal, but on an eternal cause. It will strive to communicate the true message of Islam, a religion of nature, to the people of the world. The Muslim world today is engaged in all manners of activities, but it has neglected this all-important task. This is a mission which demands highest level of sacrifice. It calls for suppression of desires and ambitions. It requires one to rise above the thoughts of visible gain, in this world for the sake of invisible gain, that is promised in the life to come. For God has promised paradise to those who come forward to serve His cause. Eternal blessing and eternal comfort, they are there for the asking. Will anyone come forward?